You heard the intro coming back in. We are at the Game Bar and Grill from the Treasure Chest Casino. Come join us here, 4540 Williams Boulevard, right in Kenner. Getting ready for the NFL season to kick off week four tonight. Kind of hard to believe we're already week four of the NFL season. It's going to be the Dallas Cowboys at New York Giants.
Before you know it, bloop.
Right, exactly.
It's going to be over with.
And after this week, you hate looking ahead to stuff, but after next week, this Sunday's game, next week we got Monday Night Football against the
Kansas City Chiefs,
right, yeah.
It's all good. It's all good. Tulane picked up a big commitment today.
Go wave.
I remember scouting his brother Noah. He was first-round pick out of Auburn, but Tulane picked up today Michael Igbohene. Cornerback, he chose Tulane over Ole Miss, Florida State, Central Florida last year. Five interceptions in 13 games. So the mom and dad, both track athletes, tremendous track athletes. And so that's a big commitment. And in an area that I know in talking to Coach Summerall about, he had brought up that, you know, it gets harder and harder to get those guys because, you know what, they all want to play wide receiver. They all want to play receiver
today. Everybody wants to do the gritty like Jefferson.
Yeah, nobody want to play cover cornerback. That we would laugh. Pete Jenkins was saying about defensive, offensive linemen, you could put them all on one bus and bring them to the line camp. Now, that's not true because we got over 700 of them that come every year. But, you know, if you had to choose, everybody wants to play receivers, the glamour position today. But that's a big pickup. And, I know his brother didn't have great success, so to speak, in the NFL. But he ended up being a first-round pick coming out of Auburn. So Greenway picking up Michael Igbohene, who's a nice-sized cornerback. And you up against Ole Miss, Florida State, Central Florida. That's a big get for him.
No, Coach, looking like Coach Summerall is a closer, too, when it comes to recruiting.
Yeah, he's really good with that. Man, he got a good sense of humor, too. We get along good on Tulane Tuesday, and he laughs at a lot of the stuff. But he got a good sense of humor. You can tell he's a really good coach. He understands the game at a certain level, and he plays to the strength of his football team. And he knows right now with the young quarterback, who's super talented, Mensah is really, really good, but the bread and butter is offensive line play, running the football.
Yeah.
They gave up some big plays against the Raging Cajuns, and I give them credit there. The Raging Cajuns, especially early on, made a bunch of big plays, but they got off the field on third down, and I thought that was super important for Tulane in their win last week against what's that team they beat, Charlie Long?
He's going to be real quiet now.
Yeah, I ain't going here. But it took them to the end to finally kind of seal the deal.